regular meeting for Thursday, November 16th, 2017. We're going to go ahead and do the Pledge of Allegiance, so please stand and salute the flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you. We're just going to go ahead and do a roll call for attendance.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Here.
Commissioner Hudson?
Here.
Commissioner Perez?
Here.
Chairman Custodio?
Here. We're now to the public comment section. This provides an opportunity for members of the public to address the Planning Commission on items of interest to the public within the Commission's jurisdiction and which are not already on this agenda. Is there anyone in the public that want to speak about things that we're not going to be talking about tonight? No? Okay, let the record show. There was no request. So we have in front of you guys, commissioners, we have the consent agenda, copies of the special meeting we had on September 25th, which was revised, and the regular meeting we had October 19th of this year. Did you guys have a chance or have questions about any of those minutes that were provided to us? No? Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and approve or motion to approve those minutes. May I get a second?
Second.
All right, we can do a second. Could we do a roll call for the minutes?
Chairman Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Here.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
All right, and that was agenda item number one, and now we're going to go ahead into the public hearing, which is item number two. And I'm going to go ahead and just hand that over to staff.
Thank you, Chairman. What we have for us here tonight for item number two is consideration of text amendment application number 2017-3. This is to propose to amend sections 511.1 and 511.2 of the Reedley Municipal Code, which pertains to medical and adult use cannabis. These changes are necessary following the Medical and Adult Use Cannabis Regulation and Safety Act, which was signed into law by Governor Brown on June 27, 2017. I'd like to notate first that the adjustments that are being brought to you for your consideration at this time are simply text adjustments to clarify language, to provide consistent definitions between what is in the Reedley Municipal Code and what is in state law, and references that are associated with the state code sections that were updated or adjusted due to the signing of the Medical and Adult Use Cannabis Regulation and Safety Act by Governor Brown. These adjustments do not add any development standards or restrictions to marijuana beyond those that are already in place within the Reedley Municipal Code. Attachment number two, you will see attachment number one, resolution 2017-10, of course, is the resolution here that would recommend to the City Council to move forward with the introduction of these adjustments. But I would really like to point to attachment number two, which is the proposed text amendment application 2017-3. This is a red line version of what is currently in the code compared to the items that are being recommended for adjustment here. So you will see items that are either underlined or for addition or are stricken, which will be the items that will be removed or replaced with those references. So not a real substantial set of changes there, just items that after review by the city attorney, have been returned and items that they felt needed to be adjusted to ensure that we had that consistency with state law and that everything was clear and precise in its definition. I think the most, the longest one that they have there is that personal use and adult use may be used interchangeably, but they will have the same meaning. So there's some clarification added to that. Beyond that, it's really just adjustments that come down to making sure that a definition, cannabis, marijuana products being called the same item, making sure they have the same meaning, and then replacing some of the sections, what had been the Business and Professional Code 19300.5 is now the Business and Professional Code section 26001. And that's not uncommon for those items to be amended at the state level. When they are amended, we think it's good practice to go back and make sure that those are pointed to correctly within our code. There were some prior council actions that had to do with this item that I wanted to point to. In anticipation of Prop 64, which was the proposition that really brought the adult use and the medical use marijuana back into the limelight, the city council for the city of Reedley adopted an urgency ordinance in 2016. That was ordinance number 2016-006. That imposed regulations that governed the cultivation and the use of medical and recreational marijuana throughout the city of Reedley. At the time of the general election, the Reedley Municipal Code only addressed medical marijuana, and that's the reason why they made those changes. On December 13th of 2016, that urgency ordinance was extended, and it remained in effect until the council adopted ordinance 2017-002. That pertained to regulations addressing marijuana cultivation, distribution, and consumption within the city. So the ordinance 2017-002 was the last item that was done. The amendments, of course, are going to the language that was found within that ordinance to now provide for those final definitions and clarifications. For the environmental review, because the text amendment is considered permissive and procedural in nature and does not add any development standards or restrictions pertaining to marijuana beyond those already in place, we find that there's no substantial evidence in the record that any of the exceptions set forth in the CEQA guidelines apply to the proposed municipal code amendment because they are procedural in nature, no new uses, and its adoption will not result in the approval of any activities that are not already permitted under our municipal code. As such, staff determined there is no possibility of significant effect for the proposed project. With that said, that concludes staff's report, and I'd be happy to answer any questions that the commissioners may have. And again, the requested action that we're coming forth with, just to make sure that it is clear, is for first to recommend to the City Council approval of environmental assessment number 2017-4, which is the environmental finding of no possibility of significant effect. And second, to recommend the City Council approval of text amendment application number 2017-3, proposing to amend the text of Reedley Municipal Code relating to governing medical and recreational marijuana. That will be a recommendation that will allow for the council to introduce the item officially.
All right, thank you, Rob. Mm-hmm. Commissioners, do you guys have any questions for Mr. Terry? No? Well, thank you. It was straightforward. We're going to go in and open up to the public. Is anyone in the public want to speak about this text amendment change? No? Okay. So please show the record that there was no request for public comment on agenda item number 2. So with that said, we have all the information we need in front of us, Commissioner. So I'm going to go ahead and read this resolution for vote. We have resolution number 2017-10, a resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission recommending the City Council of the City of Reedley approve text amendment application number 2017-3, proposing to amend the text of the Reedley Municipal Code governing medical and recreational marijuana. In addition to this, an item number A of that, we also found out that there is no possibility of significant with involving CEQA. So I'm gonna lump those two together. So I'm gonna go ahead and ask for approval of this agenda item. So I'm gonna move to approve this. Could I get a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Can you do a roll call, please?
Chairman Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcellas?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
All right, thank you. So now this brings us to agenda item number 3, and I'm going to go ahead and give it back to staff, and let's talk about this another text amendment application.
Thank you very much, Chairman. Similar to the last one, you're going to hear a lot of the same language that's going to be in this because the adjustments that are being made here are also in response to some additional clarifications made at the state level and some updates to their definitions. And so, again, for consistency's sake, that's why this one had been initiated here. So the proposed here is to amend sections 431 and 432 to incorporate clarifying language and provide consistent definitions to other sections of the Reedley Municipal Code and some newly adopted language by the state of California that was put into place in June of 2016. Similar to the last one, such adjustments here do not add any development standards or restrictions pertaining to smoking prohibition beyond those that are already found within the Reedley Municipal Code. In June of 2016, the state of California updated and broadened its definitions of tobacco products and smoking to include electronic smoking devices, all of their parts, accessories, and any future emerging products that may or may not contain tobacco leaf into all state laws. The city of Reedley, taking a look at our language, realized that we did not have anything that took it beyond a traditional cigarette or anything that that was utilized for smoking up to that point, and wanted to make sure that we were providing consistency there as well. Also, similar to the other, to the previous item that we brought forth, there is also a finding of no possibility of significant effect for the same exact reason, because this does not add any development standards or restrictions pertaining to smoking prohibition beyond those that are already found in place. And this amendment is permissive and procedural in nature. Resolution 2017-12 recommends that the City Council of the City of Reedley approve text amendment number 2017-4, which I'll go over with you in just a minute, and that's proposing to amend sections 431 and 432 of the Reedley Municipal Code. So if we jump over to the proposed text amendment application 2017-4, which is attachment 2, and I would also just like to note, similar with the previous one here, you'll note that at the Planning Commission, we will always have items that we call the text amendment application. And then I will always put below that a reference to an ordinance number, because when it goes to the City Council, it has an ordinance number that goes with it. It's the same content. It's just the way that it's codified there and the way that it goes through the Planning Commission process. So I know sometimes that can seem a little, which one is it? Is it a text amendment application or an ordinance? It's an ordinance when it goes to the City Council, a text amendment application when it's heard by the Planning Commission. But going over to text amendment application number 2017-4, you can again see strike-throughs for the language that is proposing to be removed, underlined for the language that is to be added. The most significant here comes under the actual definition of smoking, which previously it stated inhaling, exhaling, burning or carrying any lighted pipe, cigar, or cigarette of any kind or any other combustible substance. Now, to bring it in line with the state definition, the recommended adjustment is inhaling, exhaling, burning, or carrying any lighted or heated cigar, cigarette, or pipe, or any other lighted or heated tobacco, cannabis product, or any plant product intended for inhalation, whether natural or synthetic, in any manner or in any form. Smoking includes the use of an electronic smoking device that creates an aerosol or vapor in any manner or in any form, or the use of any oral smoking device for the purpose of circumventing the prohibition of smoking. So it just simply makes sure that there's more meat within the definition, and also, of course, includes the emerging products that we've seen come from the tobacco industry. But again, remains very, very in line with what the smoking prohibition section of the municipal code already had in place. Just make sure that it's very clear on the definition there. I would also point to in section 1 under title A, it also replaces city-owned or city-operated buildings with just municipal facilities, which again broadened the definition enough so that there's a very clear understanding that the intent here is to cover anything that is a municipal facility. We also added in subsection B trails, because the police department felt that it was very important that people have an understanding that the trail system is also part of what those facilities are, and they wanted to make sure that that was called out in there, even though, again, it does not add anything that had not been previously utilized by the city. With that said, the two action items that we're requesting here, action A, recommended the City Council approval of environmental assessment number 2017-15, which is the environmental finding of no possibility of significant effect. And item B, recommended the City Council approval of text amendment application 2017-4, proposing to amend the text of Reedley Municipal Code pertaining to the definition of smoking and prohibited smoking. Now, that concludes staff's presentation. Happy to answer any questions that you have.
Thank you, Rob. Any questions, concerns? Thank you. Anyone in the public have any comments regarding this text amendment? No? I know, I'm looking at you guys, sorry.
We're just here to provide any, if you had any questions.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so let the record show that there was no comment, about public comment regarding agenda item number 3. So in front of you, just like we did in agenda number 2, I'm going to combine both of them for this purpose of the vote. We have in resolution number 2017-1 12, this is a resolution of the City of Reedley Planning Commission recommending to the City Council of the City of Reedley approved text amendment application number 2017-4, proposing to amend the text of the Reedley Municipal Code pertaining to the definition of smoking and prohibiting smoking, including that it is found that there's no possibility of significant effect to the environment under CEQA. I'm going to go ahead and move to approve this resolution. So could we get we don't need a first, right? We just need a second.
If you're making the motion,
right,
then just a second. Okay.
Yep. Could I get a second, please?
I would second.
Okay,
that.
Thank you, Ron. Go ahead and do a roll call for approval.
Sure. Chairman Custodio?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Barcelos?
Yes.
Commissioner Bissett?
Yes.
Commissioner Perez?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. Well, that concludes those agenda items. But now we're on to the really exciting part, and that's item number four, which is the director's report. So, Rob, again, you have the floor.
Thank you very much. Wanted to point out, even though it does state here on the future agenda items, a special meeting, we're doing a planning commissioner's training session on November 30th, and meal will be provided. It's a very important item that we want to make sure that you guys know. Obviously, we appreciate your service as planning commissioners, and think that every year or two, that it's always a good idea to simply come back and have a workshop, talk about any questions that planning commissioners might have, any changes that may have happened at the state level, and just to simply go over a refresher and give everybody the opportunity to really step back one more time and just, okay, what does planning commission do? Why is our role so important? And I think in particular for us right now, coming into more activity for the planning commissioners that we anticipate, we've already seen here in the recent past, and we anticipate to continue throughout the next year at least. I think it'd be a great time for us to all sit down and make sure that everyone's questions have been answered and that everyone feels very comfortable in the roles that they're serving in. We do not have a meeting on December 7th, but of course on December 14th, we are having a special meeting because we moved the meeting from the 7th to the 14th. At that meeting, we will have the opportunity as staff to introduce to the Planning Commission approval for two tentative maps for 161 units at Reed and Aspen and then 45 units at Frankwood and Olson. This is great. This is the first residential development that the City of Reedley has seen in several years now. So it's very welcome items that we'll be able to entertain or present to you for you to entertain and take a vote upon. And we will also have one more text amendment on December 14th as well. Similar to the ones that we looked at today, there's been some changes at the state level in the ways that they define and are looking for agencies to respond to what is now being called an accessory dwelling unit. For a long time was called a second dwelling unit or an accessory unit being built either attached or detached to your existing home. So we're going to be bringing forward some language there that is going to look to bring the municipal code in line with what the state would like to see in the ways that we think appropriate to deliver to you guys. And then also we have three commissioners whose terms will be expiring at the end of this month. Obviously, our hope would be that those commissioners would be interested in going through the application process again. It is a four-year term. I would hope that I'll be here for all four of those years to celebrate that with all of you guys. But I guess that's up to higher powers, right? So that's the way that one goes. But just a reminder for those of you who do have those terms expiring, but we'd love to see you again and are very grateful for your service. And then wanted to give you an update on Conditional Use Permit 2017-8, which we heard last time. That was for the conditional use permit to allow the possibility of alcohol sales on Manning Avenue. That was heard earlier this week by the City Council for the public convenience or necessity portion of that, and the Council actually elected to not make findings of public convenience or necessity. And as you recall, part of the conditional use permit that this body had approved stated that if public convenience or necessity was not found by the Planning Commission, that the conditional use permit would be null and void. So that CUP is not needed for them to continue their business. That was only needed if they were going to conduct alcohol sales. I anticipate that we will get some feedback from the applicant in one way or another. My advice to them up to this point was to make sure that they are asking all the questions of ABC of what their continual options might be, and any other questions that they could have for ABC that then might require the city to consider or act upon something else. So I anticipate we'll probably hear something from them in the future. But keep in mind that the market portions of their business are by right. So that was just the alcohol sales that had to do with. Aside from that, I don't have anything else, obviously, except for just wishing everybody a very happy Thanksgiving. Try not to eat too much because we'll have good food on the 30th, and it won't be leftovers. We'll come up with something better than that this time.
No white meat.
Unless it's white, like leftovers from your house. Those are always going to be phenomenal. So
there's not usually leftovers. There's about 40 of us. We're serious about food.
Rob, can you just give us an update of what's happening on Reed Avenue, please?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Goodness.
Absolutely.
College.
Yes, I know anytime you're dealing with anything that's in the public right-of-way like that, it can be beyond frustrating. As we all know, Reed Avenue is in sore need of repair as far as the roadway is concerned. So this is the undergrounding of the utilities all along that corridor that's going to go up to Parlier Avenue. And then actually the one that we'll be talking about with Reed, up to Aspen. Then from Aspen up to Parlier, the Reed and Aspen project that you guys will be hearing at your next meeting is actually going to underground the rest of the utilities in that direction. The reason why that had to be phased that way was to get everything undergrounded before they come in and do any of the street work. Otherwise, they're going to be tearing up brand new pavement, right? And obviously, that would not be efficient, so we wouldn't want to do that. Unfortunately, though, the impact ends up going on to the people that drive it every single day, which is all of us in this community. But they are nearing completion on that phase of it and being able to then open up the roadway. But I would be a liar if I were to say that it's going to be open and unimpeded for very long, because it will then go into its resurfacing project, which is the next phase of that. So,
well, for those of us that can go around and take Button Willow and come into town on 11th, actually, there are a lot of us that do that. Why? Because those students need to get to school.
It's true. Yep.
And, you know, they're not the most patient people. So, you know, so that's what we do. We just go around.
Right. I anticipate when 180 East builds out that we'll see a lot more movement that comes down Reed right now shifting over. I would say even half of the traffic will shift over.
Is that
over
what
Frankwood.
They're expecting? Maybe
that's what their traffic modeling shows. I mean, modeling is your best guesstimation at that time. But to me, that would seem like more of a natural movement. People are going to feel like they would be saving time by going that direction.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe the amount of traffic volume that goes up to the hills. It's unbelievable.
Yep.
On 180?
On 180, yeah.
Yep.
Coming from Fresno area.
Or even going from here to Fresno at 6:30 in the morning is packed, jam-packed.
That's right.
Yeah. And I don't believe you get up that early, but yeah, for us that do.
Just because I'm 40 doesn't mean that I sleep in until 8 o'clock. That's funny.
No, some good things happening there though, and we have a really good engineering team, and I think that we've seen a lot more road projects being done in the last several years in Reedley than may have been the norm in you know, some of the staff that were present before then, and not trying to find fault with anyone in any way. I just feel that the staff that is present here right now has been very, very effective, and they've worked with the regional agency very, very well to utilize the dollars that are available, the local and the regional and even the state dollars, to make sure that they're moving forward projects all the time. So you see that slow for the cone stuff, and it's frustrating, but at the same time, you can't help but be grateful for the fact that it's improving the community.
I can't believe the engineering that's going into that 180 expansion.
It's incredible.
Unbelievable.
Yep.
What they're actually doing and how they're stopping this and how they're doing that.
Yep.
The water.
Water issues and how they're addressing it. Unbelievable. It just we're going to take a bike ride this weekend. Up, take the bikes and kind of backtrack it.
Nice.
See how it's going.
Somebody from Caltrans, I saw it, a video that had been tossed around, that they had flown a drone over it maybe 2 weeks ago or so. And I just done some overhead, and it was doing this really cool overlay with like the before and after.
Oh, you're kidding.
And so you could see, you know, all the trees that had been cleared and where the alignment is now. And it was really interesting. It was only about 30 seconds long or so. If I can if I can track it down again, I'll see if I can get it passed along.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. That'd be nice to see.
Yeah, it was interesting.
All right. Well, thank you, Rob.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, so we covered the future agenda items, the date. So commissioners, in 2 weeks, we'll be here for those who can for the training on November 30th, and then we can confirm for the 14th as well. So we have two more meetings before the year is over.
Chairman, I may or may not be here on the 14th. I need to go back east again with work related stuff. Okay. So I may not be here 14th. We haven't set the agenda, but that's about the time we're going to go back.
Okay. Well, thank you. And go ahead and just keep Ellen and Rob and updated on that. All right.
And if anybody has any special dietary restrictions or anything you'd like for us to be mindful of as we're putting the meal together for the training, shoot us an email and let us know. We'll make sure it's accommodated appropriately.
Not vegan, please. Anything with meat would be great.
Okay, yeah, double meat for you?
Sure.
None of those white tofu things.
No. Not this time.
That wouldn't be my choice, I promise. No.
I'm particular about my scotch, too, Rob.
And with that said, we're going to meeting adjourn.
Thank you.